Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where it's 50 degrees under only partially cloudy skies now. And joining me in the studio is KCAW General Manager Ken Fate and Development Director Amy Kramer-Johnson. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you. Good morning, Melissa.
Thanks, Melissa. It's good to be with you.
Well, we're here to talk about the upcoming cruise, which is happening tonight, 6 to 8:30 p.m.
The cruise is right around the corner, and I do want to briefly mention that we have another event coming up a little bit later that we're going to mention as well.
But this is the event that we're here to mainly talk about today, is the annual Solstice Cruise, which will depart from Crescent Harbor at 6 p.m. We're excited this year. We've kind of mixed it up a little bit with some different music acts, and it's going to be some great food catered by the pub, and we'll get into the details of all that. But I do want to make sure that people know that there are still tickets available. Old Harbor Books does not open until 10 a.m., but we know that there are about 20 tickets left at Old Harbor Books. So if you'd like to join us this evening, we'd love to see you on board. So head on down to Old Harbor Books as soon as you can, as soon as they
open up. Camp outside the door.
Yes, exactly. Well, that's been done before.
So the tickets are $50. They are at Old Harbor Books, and the Solstice Cruise departs the dock tonight at 6 o'clock. And we're pretty accurate solstice-wise this year, aren't we? Because the solstice, the official solstice, happens just after midnight.
Right, so basically tomorrow. Yeah.
Yep. So it's we're as close to solstice as you can be without having a 2 a.m. cruise.
This is really a solstice cruise, so it should be really light out at 8:30. I mean, we already know it's really light out then.
Which right. will enable us to see something we've had incredibly good fortune. It's almost uncanny how often we have seen whales on this trip. Of many different kinds, and so we're hoping to keep the streak alive. I think the highlight was a couple years ago when we were coming back from Deep Inlet, I believe is where we went that year, and we'll talk about where we're going here in a minute, but we're coming back from Deep Inlet and saw an amazing display of orca, killer whale, a pod, young ones, adult ones, and just slicing right through the water by the boat. We'd stopped and were just observing them from afar, and then they just kind of moved over en masse and just surrounded the boat and moved on, and everybody was wowed.
The captain of the boat was kind enough to let us just sit there and drift a little bit longer to offer those, you know, photo opportunities, and people just to kind of sit there and just completely, you know, in silence, just enjoying that display. And that was probably one of the best. We've had a couple other shows of orcas over the years. We've seen
gray whale, minke, humpback.
Yeah. And last year we saw deer on the beach. We were up in, last year we went up through Nakwasina Sound. And
bear on the beach.
And bear, yeah, bear and deer. And yeah, so we've had a lot of really good fortune with wildlife. And
so not so much the deer and the bear, but there was a theory that the music that was playing while we were running back actually attracted the killer whales, that it was they were grooving to it a little bit.
It's all that Raven Radio good energy. All of nature comes out to celebrate Raven Radio.
And we have good music again this year, great music again this year, actually. A couple acts we're going to offer. Arsenic and Lace and Regal Cheese. So they're two separate acts in town. They're both duos, and Arsenic and Lace is they've been on the scene for half a year or so, not all that long.
We were fortunate enough to have them live on the air during our spring drive in April, so they played a couple songs here at the station, and we're just really excited to have Casey and Jeff on board with us this year, and they'll be playing a set, and then as well Regal Cheese, who I think people might be a little bit more familiar with, and that's Thanny and Laura. And
they've been around for a while.
Yeah, they've been around for some time, and so that'll be great to have them on board as well. So we'll have both groups playing tonight, so that'll be really fun to break it up that way.
So food-wise, we have food from the Bayview Pub, and it is it's going to be one of my favorite meals of all time.
And that would be?
That would be barbecue pork sliders. And they do it upright, so good food. There'll be some salads going along with that and some sweet treats. Plenty of food.
And there will be a cash bar on board. So please bring your ID along with your ticket when you board. Allen Marine provides the bar. It's a cash bar. And it's just going to be a great time. The food is going to be amazing. Hopefully we'll repeat our whale viewing opportunities. We can't guarantee that one, but we can guarantee the great music and the great food, and hoping for the great wildlife.
And you look out the window right now and you think, what have our evenings been like? They have been majestic.
They've been lovely.
Magical.
And it's clearing up out there over the ocean right now.
And our motto when we get on board, we talk to the captain, we say, chase the sun. And so if there's a great pocket, that's where we're going. And so this is an opportunity to get out on the water and check out some great music, hopefully check out some whales and follow a pocket of sun wherever it might be. And we invite you to join us tonight. We leave the dock at 6 o'clock boarding.
Yeah, we're going to board about 5:45. So feel free to come on down about 5:45 to Crescent Harbor near the covered shelter. We'll be right down the ramp there. If you don't have a ticket, there are still tickets available at Old Harbor Books. They don't open until 10 a.m., but the tickets are $50 a piece, and you do need to be 21 to attend.
And you should bring your ID because there's a cash bar.
Make sure you bring your ID with you, and you should bring a rain jacket too. These Allen Marine vessels are so well equipped. I mean, there's so much covered space, you know, the deck upstairs, and then also, you know, the space, the main deck. Where it's covered and enclosed and whatnot. But, you know, if you want to be out on deck and stuff, it might be a good idea to have a jacket along. And this trip could not be made possible without the generous donation by Allen Marine for this cruise. So we really want to thank Allen Marine for their years of support in allowing us to do this cruise. So.
And all the proceeds benefit Raven Radio. We'll return to the dock at about 8:30. And, again, we leave at 6, so a couple hours and a half. And, again, wildlife and dinner and great music, arsenic and lace and regal cheese. And we hope to see you. Tickets at Old Harbor Books for $50, about 20 of them left.
And the location, or the destination, I should say, is a surprise.
We're
because
just
every
out.
Year. Yes, every year.
Chasing
it's
the sun.
Something different, yes.
We'll see you on the dock tonight.
Well, yeah. How many every years have there been? This is an annual event. How long has it been going on? I was trying to remember when it started.
I was trying to remember when it started, too. And, you know, it started before I started this job. So, I mean, I've been doing it for 10 years. So, I mean, it's been going on longer than that.
Oh, we'll call it a dozen.
I definitely know many people who look forward to it every year.
It's going to be fun. I look forward to it.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, both of you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking with KCAW General Manager Ken Fate and Development Director Amy Kramer-Johnson. Raven Radio Solstice Cruise coming up today, 6 to 8:30 p.m., boarding an Allen Marine catamaran, enjoying live music by Arsenic and Lace and Regal Cheese, as well as food in a cash bar. There are tickets available at Old Harbor Books as well. And Ken, yes?
I don't know if we mentioned where we're boarding, which is
Crescent Harbor.
Right, okay.
Yep.
Just making sure.
Yep, Crescent Harbor. $50 tickets still available at Old Harbor Books. All proceeds benefit Raven Radio.